Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly visit together. And this week, I have friends on with me because, as all of you or Captain Joe's people will recall, I do not have guests. I only have friends, which means that there are one or two people on the magical Isle of Vashon who probably will not ever be invited to come on with me, because you cannot do things in life without also incurring some enmity somewhere in the world. My friends today are Sarah George, who is the chair now of the Vashon, of the Board of Commissioners of the Vashon Park District, and Josh Henderson, who is the board chair emeritus. And I'm having the two of them on together because there are some things that we are going to talk about with regard to the Vashon Park District. I have been a part of the Vashon Park District family. It was my first do-good when Mary and I first moved onto the island. And it was in connection with Point Robinson, the lighthouse that we have. And I have survived so many boards of commissioner chairs that I can't even remember who they all are. But one of them is Captain O'Brien, who was the chair of the board at one time, and also the chair of the board for Vashon Community Care. I have followed along in Captain O'Brien's wake in a number of different places. So we're going to start off with my usual greetings. We're going to then talk a little bit about the binnacle list, and then I'm going to have you introduce yourselves, and then we're going to sail off over the horizon with the Vashon Park District. So my greetings today go out to all Vashon Island ratepayers, because it is we who pay our property tax, who also pay for the Vashon Park District. We pay for the airport, we pay for the cemetery, we pay for the school district, and we do all of this happily, and I have to say that I do not feel that the rates that we pay on our property tax are at all oppressive. I love living here. I love, and I feel that when we pay our property tax, it is for those services and activities that are so important to island life. And that's why we're going to talk a little bit about that with Sarah and with Josh. The binnacle list, the sick list, is one of a mixed report this week. And in one case, it is for me to report that one of Captain Joe's people, who is an Air Force pilot, Air Force aircraft commander, is on his last flight. And so it is my hope and my wish, and would be my command if I were in a position to command such things anymore, that as he makes his last flight and he crosses the bar, what sailors call crossing the bar, that it is an easy crossing and that he is kept comfortable and that it is one which is not dragged out, because this is a situation with which there is no resolution. In the case of my friend Jay, I was too quick last week to give a really good report. And since then, I've had a report from him as to the extent of the work that was done on him to keep him with us just a little bit longer. And so all of Captain Joe's people who are on the binnacle list, you are in the palm of my hand. And know that my thoughts and my wishes for whatever is the right outcome. Sometimes we cannot say, well, I hope for a recovery, because that's not going to happen in some cases. And so now we're going to start with Sarah, who is sitting right across from me in the mic position. And Sarah, first of all, I welcome you to be with me from the captain's chair and ask you to introduce yourself and in particular, tell us how it was that you came to be here on the Magical Isle.
Well, thanks for having us. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm Sarah George, and I came to be part of the park board because I was asked, essentially. And not necessarily directly. They were looking for people to fill in a position that was left vacant, and it became apparent to me, like, I grew up on the island, and have enjoyed the parks and, well, you know, all of the amenities on the island all that time, and it dawned on me that it would be a good time to participate a little bit more actively in what goes on the island. And certainly being part of a board is not a natural fit for me, but I thought all the more reason to perhaps show up.
So I make the observation that before we move over to Josh, I make the observation that you fulfill one of the requirements that I always hope for in board and other activity, volunteer activities here on the island, and you are somewhat younger. And if you take a look at the people who continually show up, who continually volunteer, who continually man the boards and the other required activities, that I've known some of these people for over 20 years, the over 20 years that I've been here, and they continue to be there. And so the fact that you are younger and are accepting of your obligation and your responsibility to be a part of something that is bigger than yourself does you a great deal of credit. And we're going to move now over to Josh Henderson. You know, Josh, that Henderson is a very revered name in Marine lore, and you are a Marine brat. So, first of all, Semper Fi to your family, to your dad. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and how it was that you came to be here on the Magical Isle.
Sure. Thanks for having us. I grew up in...
Let me make sure that you are on the mic, because I don't think you are.
Can you hear me now?
Nope. Let's see if we can...
Sarah Solo.
Now try.
Can you hear me?
Barely. Just barely.
I tend to talk loudly. I don't want to scream.
Well, don't scream, okay. But...
I think I can hear him through this.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. I can.
Yeah, so I grew up...
All right, now I got you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I grew up in the rural South, and when I moved out to this region with my husband in 2017, we came out to the island in 2018, and we're immediately reminded of all the wonderful, charming things that we left in the South in our home communities, right? So the sense of neighborhood, the sense of connection, the scale of everything. I love being outdoors and having access to the outdoors. So being in a city is fun, but not really what I want to do all the time. So when we came out for that first visit, we said to ourselves, man, wouldn't it be awesome if we could buy a house there? And it was just sort of a pipe dream. And then a couple years later, we were at my family's house for the holidays, and our lease was getting ready to renew that spring. And I said to my husband, let's just look and see if we can... There are a couple homes for sale on that island, right? Let's just look and see if we can afford one. And so we sort of approached it very much with this, like, will we be allowed to? And before you knew it, we were under contract. And so that's, yeah, we came here in 2020, proud to say before the pandemic, we were under contract. And yeah, just fell in love and love being here.
And you are indeed from a Marine family.
Yes.
And when you say you lived in the American South, I assume that that was in connection with your dad's assignment. So we're talking about either and or Parris Island or Quantico.
Yeah. So I actually went to kindergarten at Laurel Bay School 1, which is the DOD school at Parris Island. And then we were transferred to Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville and lived there until I was a little bit older, until he got out. So yes, that's the connection.
So let us move in a smart and seaman-like fashion to the Vashon Park District. And one of the things that was done when you were the chair of the board was to create a survey to find out in real time, in real terms, what the island really wanted in the way of the park district. I will make a parenthetical insertion here that it was not always thus that the park board was all that concerned about what the island people wanted. And so a survey is one way to do it. There are a couple of other ways. But I'd like, since you started it off, for you to give your impression of what came out of that survey, and then we'll go over to Sarah as the incumbent chair, and see how you see it moving forward.
Sure. Thank you. That's a great question. Yeah. So part of our part of the process we went through to develop our new strategic plan was to pull the community to sort of get a sense of, you know, where are we meeting people's expectations? Where could we do better? What are those areas for improvement? And so one way that we got that feedback was through the survey. And so Sarah's going to be able to talk a lot more about it in depth because she was the person, sort of our point person on the board who oversaw it. But I would say my main impression is that we received feedback from folks that told us that, you know, their priority are finding ways to embed recreation in their day-to-day life. And they really like when we have special events like concerts in the park. We heard a lot of great positives about that. And then just sort of like drop-in programs, right? So I think I was primed for people to say, we want new this, that, and the other. And actually what we got was, you all are doing a good job and we appreciate these things you already have and we'd like to see more of that. So I think that would be my broad observation. But Sarah, again, can talk more about it.
So carry on, Sarah, because now it is to you as the captain of this particular ship to move from what Josh has done in creating the survey and collecting the information. Now over to you about what you're going to do with it.
And it doesn't matter that I get seasick easily?
We do not confess that.
I've already made a big mistake.
No, it's just that we don't mention it. Do you carry a bucket around?
Am I supposed to? No, I actually just avoid the situation entirely.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, I would counsel you to embrace the situation and work through it. Most people do.
Oh my. Okay. Well, have you had a lot of seasickness in your life?
Not much, because I started my first command was my first ship out of the academy. That was also my first Pacific Typhoon. And once you experience that, you get it pretty much out of your system. And then my next sea assignment was right after that. And that was my first command at sea. And it was a small cutter in very rough weather. And I just learned to hold on, but not to get sick. But I have had officers, I have had people who had to carry a bucket around, but they always stood their watches. Yes. Carry on.
Well, I envy you, your prowess. For the survey, I feel it's really important that we have as much information as possible from the community. I think that it's very common to get complaints or people who would like to see something different, as those people tend to be more vocal. And I really wanted to try to get as much information as we could about the actual usage of the parks, the general feelings of all parts of our community here about what they would like to see, what's working, what needs improvement. and I think that we're not in a financial position to thoroughly pull this island. The logistics of that are expensive and difficult. And so we agreed that probably the most likely situation, which we have done in the past, is an online survey. So we publicized that on our website through social media. We took out an ad in the Beachcomber. We put a QR code for people to scan with their phones. I actually tested my mother to see if she could use a QR code, and that's when I decided that it was probably a feasible method, given that she did figure it out. So,
your mother figured out the QR code?
I'm pretty proud, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would she send me a signal and tell me how to do it?
I think she would, but she also gets seasick. As if it's possible to do that on land, it's going to go much better, I think.
All right. We won't do it on a boat then.
Well, then she might say yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We can have you over for dinner.
All right.
On land. Yes.
I won't bring my bucket.
I hope you don't need it.
I don't.
Okay, good. So, I think that, like Josh said, I think that one of the things that was great to learn is the overwhelming positive response that our respondents gave. So we had over about 520 responses. That was sort of within the range of our expectation. Of course, we would have loved to have been able to intercept everyone and find out what they do, and also realizing that a large proportion of this community may or may not have access to computers or whatnot, but also might be minors and not answering this. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that we got a good sense of prioritization, because I think that one of the ways this gets implemented, the largest way this information gets shows up in what we do at the Park District is, where do we put the money? You know, and prioritization of those things is, I would say, one of the key aspects of being on the park board, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Judge? Yeah. Of course, there's the vision and the mission and feeling like it represents the community at large. But I mean, we still would love all feedback, any and all, because at all times, because at least personally, I feel that my role there on the park board and as the chair, any one of us as chair, it doesn't really matter which one, is that we need to represent what we think the people that we know, the things that we do, what they would want to see. I didn't have necessarily an agenda coming in as a commissioner, other than just preservation. You know, I think that the biggest aspect is keeping what we have. So when it comes to figuring out what it is that people, how they use our parks, what they appreciate, what they want, and where do we see things moving in the future, really helps us prioritize. How do we spend the money that we do have?